Amen. Our Bible reading this morning is taken from Psalm 46. Psalm 46, beginning at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is God's word. Well, in light of the current situation, we're taking a break for a week from Mark's gospel. And the title for my sermon this morning is Fear, Faith and the Coronavirus. One of the common and widespread responses to the coronavirus is fear, it's worry. And that's not surprising. You know, the coronavirus is something we don't know much about, and it is something that's affecting the whole world. Now, worry isn't something that's new. It's something that affects us all, some of the time. And it affects some of us all the time. And it can be debilitating. It can leave you feeling sick in your stomach, feeling knotted up inside and tense. It can leave you sleepless, restless. And at a time like this, there are many of us who might be feeling just that way. And so what's the solution? Well, you know what the solution is to worry and to fear. It's stop it. You know, if you've got a friend and they come to you worried about something, what do you say to them? You say, don't worry. You know, we know what the answer is to fear and worry. It's simple, but it's not easy to do. And so how do you do it? How do you stop worrying? How do you stop fearing? Well, Psalm 46 tells us. Psalm 46, many people think that Psalm 46 is a meditation on 2 Kings 19, that the city of Jerusalem was surrounded, besieged by and delivered finally from a huge Assyrian army. And it's a psalm of confidence, a psalm of hope. It's a psalm which has comforted people for down through the centuries. Martin Luther, the German reformer, wrote a famous hymn based on this psalm called Ein fester Berg. It's a psalm which personally has been of great comfort and help to me in times of trouble. And I want it to be a help to you this morning. I want Psalm 46 to be a place that you can go to find comfort, even hope and confidence in a time of trouble, in a time of difficulty. And the psalm basically says this. The psalm in essence says, if God is your stronghold, You can be confident and fearless in the face of the worst trouble and circumstances, even in the face of the coronavirus, because you're safe and secure in him. The psalm says, if God is your stronghold, then you can be confident, you can be fearless in the face of the worst trouble and uncertainty, because you are safe and secure in him. So there's three things I want us to see from this psalm. Our venue and our gathering might be different, but some things don't change. Three things I want us to see. I want us to see the stronghold we need, the reason we need it, and how you get it. The stronghold we need, the reason we need it, and how you get it. First of all, the stronghold we need. How do you deal with worry in your life? We all need coping mechanisms for things like worry and anxiety and fear. What are your coping mechanisms? How do you deal with it? Maybe you think, well, you know, don't worry. It might not happen. But actually, bad things do happen. Or maybe you think, well, maybe if we just can just grit our teeth and bear it and, you know, have a bit of a stiff upper lip. But that doesn't give you confidence. It certainly doesn't bring you joy in the midst of troubles and difficulties. Or maybe you think, well, don't worry. You know, I'm a Christian. God's going to protect me. He's not going to prevent bad things happening to me. But Jesus died on the cross. Christians suffer like other people do. See, the psalmist here doesn't simply tell us, don't worry, but gives us a reason why we shouldn't be worried. You see, he points us to the God who is the stronghold that we need. He begins the psalm with verse 1, God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. One of the things the psalms do is they use that sort of language to describe God, to do theology. See, God for the psalmist is not a cold concept, but a personal living force. He's not just powerful. He's not just loving. He's not just holy. He's a shepherd, a savior, a redeemer, a lord, a king, a shield, a fortress, a light, a rock, a sun, a reward. And that's what the psalmist is doing here. He's pointing us to the living God. And he tells us three things about God. First of all, he tells us he's a refuge. That word refuge is a defensive word. It's the word, he's a shelter, he's a shield, he's a protector. And the Psalms doesn't say that God will provide us with that protection, that God will provide us with a refuge, but that God himself is that refuge. God himself is that protection. He is the mother hen under whose wings we, his little chicks, are able to come for refuge. He's also a strength. That is, he is the one who can strengthen and empower us. You know, when we're weak and vulnerable, we need to be strengthened. And at a time like this, we need that strength. But the psalmist is saying more than just that. He's not just saying that God can strengthen us, but that God himself is a strength for us. You know, we are the weak ones. He's the strong one. You know, like a sports team that has a great player on it. You know, what do people say in those circumstances? So I'm glad that Sergio Aguero is on our team. Well, the psalmist is saying God's on our team. God's the strong one. He is our strength when we are weak. But not only is God a refuge and a strength, he is our refuge and strength. In the original, the word our in verse 1 comes up again in verse 7. And the God of Jacob is our fortress. Again in verse 11, the God of Jacob is our fortress. That word our in the Hebrew is the word for us or towards us. I think they are some of the most wonderful words to hear in the whole Bible, that God is for us, that God can be for you. He's on your side with all his power, with all his compassion and love. He is for you. He's using them for you. To know that's true is some of the most wonderful, one of the most wonderful things, if not the most wonderful thing in the world. That God is for you, and for you to the extent that he used his power and his love to send his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you. And so the third thing we're told is that he's a very present help in trouble. In fact, he's especially near to you when you're in trouble, when you're in difficulty. If you've got a little child at home, a young son or daughter, and they wake up with a nightmare, what do they want more than anything else? Well, they say, "Mummy, Daddy, would you stay with me? Would you be near me? Would you be with me?" If you're a Christian, haven't you found that to be true in your own life? That it's at times of difficulty that you've known God's presence most. It's in circumstances that are most bitter that his love has been most sweet. It's when you're weakest and have been so vulnerable that you've experienced his strengthening power. And the times of trouble that the psalmist pictures are cataclysmic, catastrophic. In verses 2 and 3, he pictures a worldwide catastrophe. Many years ago, people didn't think that would be the case, but we're seeing that happening with the coronavirus, a worldwide catastrophe. But the psalmist is ahead of the game. He pictures a worldwide catastrophe in which mountains are moved, immovable mountains are moved, landslides across the world. Menacing waters roar, tsunamis, mountains trembling, earthquakes. The psalmist is picturing a world falling apart, a world in lockdown. But he says, even if that happens, even though that's happening, if God is your strength and refuge, you do not need to be afraid. Therefore, we will not fear, because God is our strength and refuge. We will not be afraid. We will not worry. So why? Why is making God your strength and refuge? If God is your stronghold, why does that mean you don't need to worry? It means you don't need to worry because you are secure, safe as houses. That's what verses 4 to 7 tell us. Verses 4 to 7 tell us about the city of God. The city of God is God's people. When you become a Christian, when you put your trust in Jesus Christ, you join that city. God dwells with you. In fact, the city of God wasn't just God dwelling with them. It was God dwelling with them in the Old Testament. But as a Christian, God doesn't just dwell with you, but he dwells in you by his Holy Spirit. You're part of that city. And these verses tell us two things about the city of God. First, they tell us that this is a city under siege, nations raging, kingdoms roaring. It's a city which is being besieged. Maybe like Jerusalem was when Sennacherib's Assyrian army surrounded it. And yet this city, even though it's under siege, is at peace. She shall not be moved. And why shall she not be moved? Because God is in the midst of her. You see, we've been told in verses 2 and 3 that the mountains will be moved and can be moved. Immovable mountains can be moved. In verse 6, we're told that the kingdoms can totter. Nations and empires can be moved. There is nothing truly solid in the world. You can't rest on anything because nothing lasts, nothing is secure except God. And if you build your life on Him, if He is your rock, then you will not be moved. You cannot be moved, because what can move God? You know, how do you move God? You know, bombs are not going to affect Him. Viruses are not going to affect Him. God will protect you. You are safe and secure in Him. That doesn't mean to say that if you are a Christian, that troubles won't come your way and problems won't come your way. Only that, no matter what problems you face, no matter how bleak your prospects are, no matter how difficult your situation, God is with you and will not let you ultimately be harmed. You see, if God is your stronghold, then no opposition, nothing can ultimately stand against you. You will triumph in the end, because you are built on God Himself and He is immovable. He will protect you. You are secure. A number of years ago, the family went to Malham Cove, and there's a wonderful waterfall there that you can actually walk underneath. And when we went, it was really slippy. And one of our children was scared of walking underneath the waterfall because of the slippiness of the rocks and the big plunge pool underneath. And I said to him, I said, "Don't worry." I said, "Hold my hand. I'm going to look after you. Stay close to me. I will look after you. You may still slip, but I won't let you fall." Well, if God is holding your hand, then you may still slip. Troubles may still come your way, but He won't ultimately let you fall. And so if you have that sort of security, you don't need to worry. You don't need to be afraid. You know, the coronavirus does make us worry about a number of things. Let me give you a few of the things we might be worried about, which if God is your security, you don't need to worry about. First of all, you might be worried about your health, getting ill, being ill. Well, if your life is in the Lord's hands, He'll look after you. His hands are healing hands. He can heal you. And even if you don't get healed, He will restore your health one day. Maybe you're worried about your freedom and social isolation. You know, some of you, let's be honest, are actually loving the social isolation and being away from other people. But for some people, that's a real concern. And they're worried about it. But you see, if God is near you, then you're never alone. You're never ultimately in solitary confinement, even though you may feel like it, because God is with you. And He will sustain your life with life-giving water, just as He sustained this city with life-giving water. You can be refreshed in Him so that you can even lift up your eyes to other people who might be isolated and alone and look out for them, contacting them through social media, through emails, through phone calls, even through writing letters. You might be worried not about your health, but you might be worried about where you're going to get food from. You know, you might be worried about provisions. You go to the supermarkets and there's no loo roll. Those of who were alive in the Second World War might remember cutting up newspapers in order to wipe. Well, won't go into that. You know, we don't have many newspapers in our houses nowadays. It's not the same using the screens. Anyway. But you might be worried about where food's going to come from, where supplies are going to come from. But if Jesus, when He was teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, pointed His disciples to the birds and said, "Look at the birds. God feeds them. And if God's going to feed them, He's going to look after you if you by putting your trust in him. He will look after you. He will see you through. And so you can trust God to provide. And actually, if you trust God to provide, you can be considerate about your neighbours. You can love your neighbours. You don't need to hoard food and supplies. You can give what you have to serve others. Maybe you're worried about your work. You're losing your job, or where's money going to come from? Or you're worried about your studies. But if God is your treasure, then you don't need to ultimately worry, because your treasure is secure. Like the man who loses a few pennies but doesn't worry, because his gold is safe in the bank. In fact, if you know that your ultimate treasure is secure, that will make you, it'll make you do your work more wisely. You know, one of the issues at when you feel stressed and under pressure at work is you can end up making decisions which make matters worse. But if you know that God's going to provide for you and he's with you, then you can take a minute just to have a breather, to say a prayer, to refocus yourself and your work, so you can look coolly at your situation once again and act in a wise way. Maybe you're worried about your routines. For some of us, one of the worst things is that life is out of routine. The children are not going to school. Work doesn't look the same. And for some of us, we feel like life is completely out of control as a result. It's chaos. Actually, it's good for us to remember that there's very little in our lives that we can control anyway. God is the one ultimately in control. And if God is in control, if our lives are in his hands, then our lives are secure. He's going to see us through. He's going to protect us. He's going to provide for us. We can have peace. You can let go of being in control of your life. But what if, as we've been told, some people might die from this virus? You know, death is the worst thing that can happen to you, because it takes away everything from you. And so it is something that people worry about. I remember talking to a young man, and for weeks he would walk around the streets of Manchester terrified at death. He would do anything he could not to think about it, because the thought terrified him. Because we're all going to die one day. But actually, death, which is the worst thing that can happen to you, is actually the best thing that can ultimately happen to you. You see, if God is your stronghold, if he's your treasure, then death is not the end of life, it's the gateway to life. It'll only make you infinitely happier and infinitely greater and infinitely better than you are now. And so you have got nothing to worry about. If God is your stronghold, you are safe and secure in him, no matter what difficulties come your way, no matter whether you contract the virus or not. You see, a lion doesn't worry about a flock of sheep. So if you're putting your trust in God, you don't need to worry about any difficulties that come your way, whatever they are. You are secure. You are safe in him. That's why we sing, "No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry till final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hands till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand." So how do you get that security? How do you make God your stronghold? Well, you don't get it by relying upon yourself, by trying harder, by becoming religious. Or if I pray more, or if I do this, then I will get God as my security and my refuge. It doesn't work like that, because the more you try to do something yourself, the more worried you'll actually become that you, and the more worried you'll become, the more fearful you'll be, that more anxious you'll be about whether you've done enough to do that. If you try and rely upon yourself, it won't work. In fact, the psalm finishes with these wonderful words in verses 8 to 11. Words which point us away from ourselves and point us to the God who is our stronghold. See, the psalm in verses 8 to 10 tells us two things about God. First of all, the psalm shows us that God is the one who will bring peace to the earth. Come, he says in verse 8, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. And then God himself speaks in verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. You see, God is the one who brings peace to the world. When he's exalted as king over the nations, then the nations will be blessed. And so what are we meant to do? We're not meant to do anything except look and gaze. Behold, see what God has done. See what God is doing. And be still and know that he is God. To be still and know that he is God means that you're not anxious or stressed. You don't complain. You don't boast. You don't rely on yourself. But you relax. You look to him and who he is. And as you do that, you know his peace. You gaze on him. You meditate on him. You focus on him. We know what it is to meditate. To meditate is simply to bring things back to mind again and again and again. We got some chickens yesterday, and for 2 days, one of my sons, all he could think about and talk about was chickens. Well, to meditate means all you think about, what you think about, what you talk about, is God. And there's two things about God the psalm finishes with in the refrain that we need to think about. We need to think about the Lord, him as the Lord of hosts. That is the Lord of angels, the hosts of heaven. He is a powerful, powerful God. And we need to remember that he's the God of Jacob, a sinful man, a man who God made a promise to be his savior. And he wasn't just Jacob, but it was Israel, that sinful people in the Old Testament that he promised to save. And he's fulfilled that promise by sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross. In fact, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died abandoned by God. He had made God his stronghold and his refuge all his life. And yet when he came to die, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He was abandoned by God. He had no refuge and stronghold in God. So that if you put your trust in Jesus Christ, then God will be your stronghold. He will be your refuge. He will say to you, because you trust in me, I have forgiven your sins. I will look after you all your life long. I will be with you in good times. I will be with you in bad times. I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be your helper because I am for you. I'm on your side. I will see you through. And ultimately, I'll bring you back to heaven. If you're watching this morning and you're not a Christian, can I encourage you to look to Jesus Christ? Gaze on Jesus Christ. See him as who he is, the powerful, loving Savior who loved you and died on the cross to bring you back to God, to provide you with a stronghold. And if you are a Christian watching this morning, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to worry about because you are safe and secure in him. He is your stronghold. He will see you through. Let me pray. Gracious Father, we come to you now. We live in unprecedented times. We know that this coronavirus is something which nobody knows how to deal with. There's no vaccines for, and so we feel vulnerable. But Lord, help us to remember that no matter what disease there is out there, no matter what enemy there is out there or what stands against us, if you are our refuge, if you are our stronghold, we don't need to worry and fear. You will protect us. You will provide for us. You are our security and hope. And so we can be confident. We can be fearless, even in the face of the greatest fear. Lord, reassure us and renew our faith in you today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.